I'm not sure you guys, you know, are aware or not, but I spent mostly the late 70s, but all the 80s and into the early 90s kind of in the, you know, in the out, in kind of the outlaw biker culture. And not just, you know, I was a citizen biker, but, you know, it was pretty hardcore for about 10, 15 years. And, you know, the whole thingy. But the point is when I gave it up when my kids got, I just got to the point where I can't afford to leave my kids without a dad, so I got out of the whole thing. Plus my work, it wasn't compatible. Long story, tell you about it some other time. But the thing was, is when we got into these mopeds, when I got into those, I never had so much enjoyment in my life on two wheels. I spent all that time as a biker, and I had more fun on those mopeds than anything else. Those things were great. I was always just smiling ear to ear when I was riding one of those. So I always had one, and then the kids had them, and all the kids were hanging out at the house, because this was my house was like, you know, the mechanic, you know, the moped mechanic garage, and we you know, at that time you could still, everyone, we found a couple, like, you know, getting pitched, and, you know, or cheap, you know, people didn't, you know, just getting rid of them. We go grab them, and most of the time, you know, they just had old stale gas in them, so we had to go through and, you know, get them all working again. But the kids always enjoyed that. So we're always looking for a good deal to get somebody into another one cheap, and you know, they were always easy to fix. So yeah, it was good times. And there was a lot more than just the moped. The riding of the moped afterwards was the payoff, but the whole, you know, moped garage thing was just a whole lot of good times and stuff like that. But yeah, get one. You know, they're great to buzz around, especially where you are, Anthony. I mean, that'd be wonderful to buzz around on down there in the points.